Portland Trailblazers snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. The Clippers overcame an 18-point deficit and notched a 74-71 win over the Blazers. Portland head coach Nate McMillan says their game came to a crawl as the contest went on.
But I thought we were really stagnant the entire second half, walking the ball down the floor, getting into our sets late. They picked up their pressure. We were getting into our sets with sometimes under 15 seconds. And now you're playing in maybe one option.
Nicholas Batum and Jamal Crawford had 19 points each for the Blazers, who've dropped three of their last four. Two other games in the NBA yesterday, Indiana over New Jersey, while Chicago toppled Boston. And New York Knicks guard Jeremy Lin named a late addition to the NBA Rising Stars Challenge. Lin was one of the 20 players selected by Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley in a fantasy-style draft. O'Neal chose Lin with the third overall pick. Clippers star Blake Griffin was the number one pick, taken by Shaq. Then Barkley chose Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving. The game will be played a week from today as part of the All-Star Weekend in Orlando. College basketball last night. Oregon had 22 turnovers and blew an 8-point lead in the second half. They lose to Cal 86-83. A season-high 33 points from senior transfer DeVoe Joseph just could not compensate for the Ducks' sloppiness on the court. With that win, the Bears have now defeated the Ducks 9 straight times. That's the most by either team in series history. Meantime, no quadruple overtime for the Stanford Cardinal and the Oregon State Beavers, but still plenty of frustration as OSU lost to the Cardinal 87-82. Beaver coach Craig Robinson says the game was there for the taking, but the Beavers went cold down the stretch while Stanford got hot. Jared Cunningham led the Oregon State effort with 22 points. And one final note, Hall of Fame catcher Gary Carter passed away yesterday at the age of 57. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.